So earlier on in the week, I caught up with Murin, and she's playing down at the Booze Grass Festival in Alexander's Live in Rufus Court in Chester on the 30th of April.
Hey, Murin. So I know a bit about you from your Facebook page, that you're an Irish songstress and a music maker with head-turning vocals influenced by your co-Wicklow heritage to the bands of Liverpool, the North West and London for the last decade. Tell us about your co-Wicklow heritage. That sounds really interesting. I love your accent as well, by the way.
Oh, thank you very much. Luckily, I don't have to work for that. That just comes with who I am, so that's quite nice. So Co Wicklow would stand for County Wicklow, which is it's actually where I grew up in Ireland.
Amazing,
so
lovely.
It's the county below Dublin on the east coast of Ireland, where I spent most of my time growing up before I moved over to Chester, actually, and left Ireland for the last 11 years, really.
Yeah, I love Ireland so much. It's amazing. Got a friend coming back from Ireland, actually, this week. And she tells me lots of great stories about it. I've been there a couple of times, but want to go back at some point. So in the words of David Weir, who's organised the Booze Grass Festival that you're playing at on the 30th of April, you are an incredible artist. So positive feedback from David. Have you played at Alexander's Live before?
Oh, that's so kind of Dave. Bless him. We are old pals, and we go back many years, but we've played with each other in various different kind of ensembles and things over the years. Mainly when we were studying together in Chester. But I've played in Alexander's. I've not played at Alexander's Live before, though.
Oh, well, okay.
I played in Alexander's in very different capacities, though. But no, this is the first time that I've played at Alexander's Live before, actually.
Amazing.
Especially in a solo capacity. That's something that I'm exploring at the moment, actually.
Yeah, you're focused on your solo career at the moment, aren't you? Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so it's something that kind of emerged throughout the lockdown in the last few years. I've always been writing for my own self, but most of my efforts have been kind of funneled into a kind of full band. And in the last few years, I decided that I wanted a different vehicle to say what I had to say. So, you know, sometimes you want to say something from your point of view, and you don't want to compromise, and you don't want to compromise with your bandmates, is to say it in a way that everyone understands. You just want to say it the way you want to say it. I think that in a very natural way, it's kind of just materialized that I picked up new instruments.
And oh, cool. Which
ones? I used to focus primarily on the piano, and that was how I was writing. And in the last few years, I found myself writing a lot more on the guitar.
Oh, brilliant.
Is kind of, you know, it's more conducive to that singer-songwriter style, especially for festivals and things. You can bring that guitar wherever you want, down by a river, in a field, you know, a bedroom. It's a bit more portable than a piano. So I've been kind of falling in love with the guitar slowly over the last few years, which is lovely.
Amazing. Tell us a little bit about your style of music. What can the audience expect from your set at Alexander's Live?
Right, well, style. I would love to use that lauded word, eclectic.
I think that
might be. Yeah, I know everyone goes to that one. But I think I have a bit of a affinity for bleeding heart ballads.
Yes.
But that aren't super, like, they don't drag. So upbeat.
I know what you mean.
Songs, do you know what I mean?
Yes, yeah, so like I do. It's like going back to the blues kind of vibe. So uplifting songs, but they come from like maybe a dark place, or to uplift other people through the pain that you've been through.
Yes, exactly. And you know, there's a little bit of kind of pop country influence in there. It's still a bit of the blues and the Americana, but also kind of it's nice and like light and young too. I think it's a very Irish thing as well to end up writing, say, sad songs that sound happy or happy songs that sound sad. We're pretty good at doing the old juxtaposition in Ireland, I think.
I love that. I love that style, honestly. I love this quote about you as well, a voice which would have you welling up by singing the minutes of a board meeting. I found that quite funny because it's such a great review, because I've been in many literal boring board meetings, and that's such a great review. I love that so much.
Those are some very, very kind words from Pat Carty from Hot Press Magazine, who that's an Irish magazine now, yeah. But I don't know if people would be familiar with in the UK, but it's a big one over here. So those words are, yeah, very kind indeed.
Yeah, very precious. Very precious. Lastly, where can people look you up online ahead of the festival on the 30th at Alexander's Live?
Right, where can they look me up? So, because I'm kind of budding my solo career, I think best place to find me and my music would be to go over to Facebook.
Yeah.
It's where I'm posting more and more videos and more content and more gigs and listings and things. And mm-hmm. as I'm creating different kinds of set lists and different kinds of shows, I'm throwing them up there. So okay. Facebook would definitely be the place to go for me.
Excellent. And what is that? Just share it with everybody.
Yeah, of course. So the Facebook page is just simply my name, which is Muireann.
Yeah.
And it's Muireann.
Amazing.
And yeah, that's how you spell it.
Okay, well, it was lovely chatting to you, Muireann. All the best for the festival and for the rest of 2022 and beyond as well.
You too. Thanks so much for the interview. It was great to chat.
That was the lovely Muireann there. And here's a teaser of what you can expect from her set at the Boozegrass Festival in Alexander's Live in Rufus Court in Chester on the 30th of April. This is a song called Maggie. It's from her band Seafoam Green's second album, and the album's called Martin's Garden. Enjoy. She's got an absolutely stunning voice.
What if your love is not enough? What if your love is not enough? What if your love is not enough? And keep me from falling. And keep me from going. And keep me from moving on.
goodness, I could listen to her voice all day. That was Murin there. She's playing down at the Boozegrass Festival in Alexander's Live in Reefers Court in Chester on Saturday the 30th of April. To book your tickets, head over to alexanderslive.com.